Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Like Ernest Hancock says, we're not afraid, but we're a little bit concerned. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. The revolution continues. Me, Jet Lacey. We are going to go to Ed in Saskatchewan. What's on your mind, Ed? Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Ed.
Yeah, I just wanted to call about this Bakken oil formation.
Yes, sir.
They are drilling, and they're drilling at a fantastic rate. They're drilling in Montana and North Dakota, in Manitoba, and in Saskatchewan.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It's been going on for a number of years, and it's just expanding. They're finding massive amounts of oil.
Yeah, astronomical amounts.
Yeah, and there's new pipelines being built. Some have been built. In Regina, Saskatchewan, they're building an upgrader expansion. I think it's going to take about another 5 years to build it for the refinery. There's a pipeline that runs down to Chicago that's been built, or is
wow.
being built, and went through here, where I live. But activity is just phenomenal. You wouldn't know there was even a hint of a depression or a recession. I mean, at the rate they're building things here because of this oil.
Do you know what companies are the oil companies are had the right secured the rights to the Bakken oil reserves?
There are lots of them. There's numerous companies. I don't really know them. I have a radio that I listen to out of Montana. It's a radio station in a small town in Plentywood, Montana. And often on their news reports, they'll tell how many new wells are being drilled.
Wow. Thank you so much for that information. I didn't know about that. Well, have a great day. I appreciate that, Ed.
Okay, thanks.
Wow, that's great that they're drilling. It's too bad they're not mentioning it, because that really there's enough oil there to maintain the United States for years and years and years all by itself. So you want to continue what you're talking about, Cassandra? We don't have any more callers in the hopper.
Okay. Let me go back to the National Ocean Council and what I was saying about the Endangered Species Act. Where this is important in the spatial planning report, they mention over and over again the acidification of oceans. So they're really going to start hammering that in the media. So watch out for that. And by the way, it's not true.
Well, CO2 creates an acidic environment. You know, as a former nurse, you know, we were always, when people weren't breathing hot, you know, enough to blow off the carbon dioxide in their respirations, it causes your blood to become acidic. And so, you know, when the chemical reactions that occur with CO2 can create certain acids, and that's just the one way that they're trying to, you know, I guess vilify carbon dioxide.
Right. I've been talking to a scientist about this, and so I don't have it... I don't have anything written up yet, but he said that that the interaction causes carbolic acid, and so it's impossible for the oceans to be acid. So keep looking in the news, and you'll see that they'll keep bringing it up, and the dying coral reefs, and
right.
so on and so on. Yeah.
Like Pastor Lindsey Williams says, you know, we always have to look out for their catchwords.
Right.
When we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock and the revolution continues, me, Jet Lacey, we got a nice long 12-minute segment coming up. Love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. We've got some great, fantastic, smart listeners here. Love to hear from you.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
During this time in your life, you may be thinking about your future and your retirement dreams. Purchasing a fixed annuity may help to make your future years more financially secure, and we at Great American Financial Resources Incorporated understand how important long-term security is to your retirement. Contact Tim Gustafson at Great American Senior Benefits. Call 1-877-700-2410. A licensed agent will contact you. That's 1-877-700-2410.
Would it surprise you to discover that the United States is not a democracy? Would you sign the Declaration of Independence today if it meant that Homeland Security would arrest you for being an enemy combatant? 2004 Libertarian nominee for President of the United States Michael Bednarik is traveling across the country presenting his highly acclaimed class on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. For more information, visit Michael on the World Wide Web at constitutionpreservation.org or call 512-461-0995.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Well, I'm not Ernest Hancock, but this is Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues with Jet Lacy. I am Jet Lacy, and we have Cassandra Anderson of Morph, M-O-R-P-H, city.com on with us, and we're talking about Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, the National Ocean Council, and where do you want to go from here, Cassandra?
Well, let's move into ICLEI.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. And it's you know, that's another thing they do with the acronyms. You know, it's very confusing. So it's called Local Governments for Sustainability. And essentially, what they've done is through soft law, which is no law at all,
yeah.
As I was talking about earlier, in 1994, Agenda 21 was withdrawn from vote off the Senate floor because it's so bad. And so, you know, they always have alternative plans. So what they've done is they've implemented it within 600 American cities. And as you said, Phoenix is one of them, and we can talk about what a cool mayor is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, really interesting point. The caller that you had from Kentucky mentioned the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration.
Yes.
And there's a video, an actual video, because carbon reduction and depopulation go hand in hand. And the first video in the story is a NOAA scientist saying, and I quote here, where he advocated doing whatever we can to reduce population. And the crowd in Denver applauded him.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people that believe that, you know, we should depopulate the world. There's just too many people there. They bought into the fact that, you know, they think that the world is too crowded. And,
right.
It's
well,
just
by
not.
The way, here's an interesting little factoid. According to the our own government's estimate, 5% of America is considered developed. That means roads and buildings. 5% of American land is developed.
Wow, that's not too much.
Yeah.
You know, so, someone another time I was talking about eugenics and depopulation on another show, and you know, I never looked into it, but I thought it was pretty interesting the fact that they said that if you gave everybody in the world a quarter acre of land, so a family of four would have over an acre, that you would only fill up Australia, and then there would still be land left over, and then the rest of the world would be unpopulated. It was just an example that he was using about the number of people on the earth versus the amount of land that's possible.
Right. Well, and the hysteria around overpopulation, and again, it's not that there's so much a shortage of resources; it's a gross mismanagement of resources. You know, well, let's look at food. You know, like the WTO, UN World Trade Organization. You know, they blow out competition by adjusting tariffs. So if they want to cripple an economy or a market, it's very easy to do.
Sure.
For them, yeah, and they've done it, and that's how they've implemented genetically modified organisms. So that's just one example. But so let's get back to ICLEI, and so it's in 600 American cities, and I've got links in the article. It's the top article, the first one.
Mm-hmm. I have the links that you got. I printed out from Freedom Advocates. Said the ICLEI primer, your town and freedom threatened.
Right, that along with the Understanding Agenda 21, that's essential reading and essential sending to your local and state representatives. You know, it's Freedom Advocates, Michael Shaw and his wife Joanne have done a wonderful job on their website and providing solutions. And, you know, where do we go from here? The primary one, of course, is just educating people so that they understand what the UN really is.
Right. I mean, this is all we can do at this point because they're putting this into place whether, you know, Congress or anybody wants it or not.
Right, that's soft law. And they do it through, you know, offering incentives. They do it through propaganda, you know, like the Cool Mayor program. That's where mayors sign on to ICLEI. And, you know, and they take, they agree to take, action in order to cut carbon emissions. And again, carbon reduction and depopulation go hand in hand, but, you know, they're spinning it with the cool mayor.
Right.
And, you know, it's
doublespeak.
Like,
you know,
right.
it's Orwellian newspeak, being cool. You want to keep everything cool, yet they're saying the cool, you know, to defeat global warming, and then yet he's cool too because he's doing it.
Right. Well, and that's like smart growth. There's nothing smart about it, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So, Anyway, getting back to ICLEI. Oh, so let me tell you a story of, now ICLEI's been around for some time. And, you know, it's, I didn't really have an article prepared, but it hit, international headlines because a, Republican constitutional candidate, Dan Mays, M-A-E-S, in Colorado, running for governor, he went to Denver, and he had attended a lecture on ICLEI, and he went to Denver, and he saw some of the things, and they seemed very benign, you know, it was a bike-sharing program. And, you know, what underlies that, and he just got slaughtered in the media, you know, calling him a nut, you know, because he brought out, well, ICLEI is, is a United Nations program, and, you know, on and on and on, and, you know, without... These reporters, mainstream media, they didn't look into what ICLEI is, and you do have to do a lot of research. It took me some time to write the article, and you know, but they're speaking about something they don't know about,
right?
And you know, whether it's you know, it's part of the agenda or they're just not doing their homework, I don't know. But anyway, so they scoffed at him for that. Well, what is a bicycling program? Why are they trying to get us to walk and ride our bikes and ride public transport more? Well, the overall, or what that's about, is getting people out of cars. Why do they want us out of cars? Well, a lot easier to control, right?
Yeah, driving is freedom.
Right. And, you know, for instance, a lot of these new smart growth developments, what they do is it's called stack 'em and pack 'em, as Michael Shaw refers to it.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of building out, most people would prefer to have a house than live in a high-rise apartment. And so instead of building out, what they do is they put boundary restrictions on the city, and this is through the city planners, and they build up. And the idea is to have shops and restaurants and things like that on the ground floors of these big buildings, and then people live on top of that. And, you know, because they don't want us to go anywhere. So you're right there in the community. You don't ever need to leave. And some of these smart growth communities are being built, and buildings are being built without garages. So it's not benign. I mean, yes, if you want to bicycle and that's your choice, go for it. You know, nobody's opposing that. You know, what the opposition is the restrictions.
Right, and that's the whole thing. What people don't understand about this Agenda 21 is they really want all of the people in tightly packed cities that they can control. Because like I said, the whole thing is about the New World Order, is they're really trying, and I don't blame them for trying to advocate for their own families, but they're trying to create this Eden for themselves, this pristine earth as it is, with their 500 to a billion slaves living in tightly controlled cities, that, and then the rest of the world is unpopulated.
Right, and off-limits. Not just unpopulated, but off-limits. And they want to make... you know, they want to take out roadways.
Right, and that's why all the National Park Service and all these different things are turned into these UN biodiversity zones.
Right, exactly. World Heritage sites. Yeah, they just did one in Hawaii. And, you know, who's going to have access to that? Just people that are, you know, scientists, education, and, you know, park officials. So they just took out a big chunk of Hawaii.
It's just amazing.
Yeah, you know, that was a story in the Unfiltered News last week, G. Edward Griffin's free weekly newsletter.
Yeah, and, I was looking into that after I didn't know about it until after I, you know, doing research for the shows. And boy, what a wealth of information he has on his website too. And I have a feeling you must have a little something to do with that.
Not on his Freedom Force. I mean, because I just started working for him less than a year ago, and I keep discovering more and more about him, and it's really mind blowing the wealth of knowledge. You know, it's 5 decades.
Yeah, that's
five
what I was blown away. I was really honored to get a chance to speak to him. Do you mind? We got a 7-minute segment coming up, Chris. Do you mind if we take a couple phone calls in the short segment, and then we have an 18-minute segment after that?
Sure, sounds great.
We'll go to John in Tennessee and Craig in Ontario when we come back on Declare Your Independence, Learners Hancock, and the Revolution Continues. Me, Jet Lacey. Be right back.
Hammer. You know. Yeah, hammer to fall. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. The revolution continues with Jet Lacy. We're talking to Cassandra Anderson from MorphCity.com about all kinds of Agenda 21 and the ICLEI, all kinds of good stuff. But we're going to go to Craig in Ontario. Are you there with us, Craig? Thank you for waiting.
Hi, good afternoon, guys. Just a comment about this whole global takeover here. About 7 years ago, from nowhere, left field comes Google to become the number one search engine, right? And we find that we've got these huge server databases all over the place. Google goes, opens up a major office over in Israel. About 2 years ago, Google came out with their own operating system for mobile phones. That right now is the number two operating system on all mobile phones, and that it just, with a bullet, it'll overtake Symbian and the other ones. And about 2 days ago, what did Google and Verizon do but put out a recommendation that data on the Internet should not be treated equal. And they want to all of a sudden start having the ability to charge people for different types of data or even look at our data.
Absolutely.
So another, it drives you nuts, eh?
And then the Schmidt just came out again a couple of days ago as well, said, you cannot have reasonable expectation of privacy on the Internet. And I think that's crazy, too.
Yeah, and I mean, up here in Canada, we don't have anything like Republic. So you guys are a gold mine. Well, I listen to you through the Internet. If they shut it down, man, we are out of luck. I don't know what to go to after that.
You guys, do you follow the guys on Press for Truth?
No. Where are they out of?
They're in, from Canada, and they put out some really, really good news. His name is Dan Dix. There's a whole bunch of people. It's sort of like the We Are Change, We Are Change type of thing in Canada. They're putting out really good news. It's called Press for Truth. Look it up, man. They're doing good work up there.
Well, thank you very much. And Morph City, fantastic site. Love it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, have a great day, Craig. Thank you so much. John from Tennessee dropped. He's that's too bad because he's always an awesome, very intelligent caller. But so let's just continue with this ICLEI or wherever you want to take this, okay, Cassandra?
Okay, great. But we really do need to get to Tony DiMeo before, you know, we should say that for the last section because that is the answer. You know, local officials understanding the Constitution and the limits of the federal government. So back to ICLEI. ICLEI, on their own website, and there's a link to it, they reference Agenda 21, the Rio Conventions, and two treaties that I know about. One is the and they don't even call them treaties because they don't want you to know, right?
Right.
So one is the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, and the second one is the UN Convention on Biological Diversity. Again, that means Endangered Species Act. So the ICLEI article... it's a short one because I had to get it out. This back to Dan Mays of Colorado. So they made him out to be a nut because he mentioned that it was a UN plot and, you know, it tried to discredit him. Well, guess who won the primary and is the Republican candidate for governor? Dan Mays. It paid off that he talked about it. And we just need to get a lot more people talking about it and aware of how it's in your local community, 600 cities, and there's links there so you can find out if it's in your city.
And I'll tell you what, I'm going to go try to interview Phil Gordon, you know, the mayor of Phoenix, ask him some of these questions. And, I had no idea about all this, so that's why I appreciate the information that you put out because there's such a wealth of information out there. There's no way you can grab it all yourself. We need each other to bring these things to the forefront. And, man, I to be honest, when I started doing the research, I was blown away, again, by your research. But I like that it's local, and I can go for it here.
Right. Yeah, it's a bad thing. But the good news is you don't have to, you know, I live in Southern California. I don't have to travel to Sacramento. I don't have to travel to D.C., it's right here in my neighborhood, and I can go and ask them about it. You know, go show up at a city council meeting, ask them, you know, what's going on? This is a UN treaty that you're implementing.
Yeah.
I'd like to have you explain that to me.
Yeah.
You know, and film it and put it up on YouTube.
Oh, you bet. That's it. If you didn't film it, it didn't happen.
Right. Yeah. YouTube is fantastic. You know, you can really get the word out that way and put them on the spot, you know, and they should be. You know, that they're locking us into something that they don't either don't understand, or you know they're part of the game plan. You know, they're lieutenants.
Right, and the UN is always painted as this benevolent organization when nothing could be further from the truth, and that's I think the biggest fight that we have against the UN. Because
well, you know, let's look at that for a minute. You know, who's behind the UN? Well, as I'm sure you're aware, Jet, that it's headquartered in New York. And who donated the land there? Oh, that's right, the Rockefellers.
The original John D. Rockefeller. You know?
Yeah, and who's responsible for creating the fraudulent Federal Reserve System? Oh, that's right. You know, who met on Jekyll Island? Well, that's right. It was agents for the Rockefellers and Rothschilds and several
and the
others.
The DuPonts and the Mellons and the Warburgs and all. It's all the same players. Just now it's their progeny and their progeny's progeny doing the same exact thing.
Right. So when you think about the UN, start thinking about the individuals behind it. And by that I mean Rockefellers.
And the money trail. It's always the money, right?
Yeah,
we're going to go to break. Do you want to come in to talk about Tony DiMeo when we come back, the last 18-minute segment?
Sure, that'd be great.
We come back on Declare Your Independence, Nurse Hancock. We're going to talk about what a constitutional sheriff is about and an interview that Cassandra got with Tony DiMeo. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already moved. Toured.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
There will be
You know, much of the dark stuff as we talk about, there will be a light, and it's, we have to find it within ourselves to fight these things that are going on around us. We have to be that light. We have to be the light of change. We have to be the change that we want to see in the world. And that's a Gandhi quote. And, you know, if you ever realize, it's always the guys that preach peaceful, compliance that end up getting killed. But the thing is it's because it works. And we have to really take a stand and stand up, because they can't kill us all. you know, and we have to really take a stand as to what's going on. And that's our next segment. And we're going to talk about this constitutional sheriff, Tony DiMeo. It's another article on morphcity.com written by Cassandra Anderson. And boy, I found this is another story that is really interesting. So if you want to just jump into it, and you know, these constitutional sheriffs really are part of the solution and not part of the problem.
You know, a sheriff that follows the Constitution, Sheriff Mack is, you know, he's a big hero. Tony DiMeo is amazing, amazing. And, you know, what he did. But let me just preface this first so that people have an understanding of the BLM, Bureau of Land Management, and U.S. Forestry Service. Because what a lot of people may not realize is that almost 30% of American land is managed by the federal government. So, you know, they can tell you what you can and can't do, you know, building, economic development, drilling, you know, all of these sorts of things. And it's here in our western states. And there's a little map on my website on the front page, and you can take a look at how much of the west is actually owned or managed or controlled, however you want, you know, whatever you want to call it, by the federal government. So, since the federal government does have so much control over these federal lands, they, and this is actually quite interesting. Tony DiMeo was from, it's from New Jersey, and or was a cop in New Jersey, and learned the Constitution in New Jersey, and he came out to retire in Nye County, Nevada, because he liked the wide open spaces, and then he got back into law enforcement. And what had happened was a citizen there named Wayne Hage, who wrote a book called Storm Over Rangelands about his battles with the federal government. What they were doing was they wanted his water rights. So the way the land is set up there, because it's federally managed, he actually, it's called a split estate. So while he had, you know, I think it's 1,100 square miles of land, he owned the water rights, but part of it is federally managed, and he did have a land patent on a small parcel, you know, where his house was. Anyway, so it's again, it's complicated by design, because in Wayne Hage's book, he outlines how the bankers in the East, they saw how prosperous the West was, and so to create a monopoly, it's done in, you know, it's a two-part system. The first one is take all you can get for yourself, and the second one is stop anyone else from getting their hands on those resources.
Right. John D. Rockefeller, his most famous quote that I quote all the time is, he said, competition is a sin.
Exactly. So that's why we have this federal lockdown on the western states, because they entered the Union later, and so they were able to, these bankers were able to, and railroad magnates, we're able to to put all these restrictions and regulations on the land so that, you know, ordinary citizens, you know, that settled the place, that they, you know, they got their land got hijacked, essentially. So back in the 1970s, Wayne Hage found out that I believe it was the U.S. Forestry Service had filed for his water rights, and he owned a cattle ranch. And by the way, in Nevada, it's some of the best cattle out there, because they feed on scrub. They're not feeding on GMO corn feed, you know, animal feed. And so anyhow, long story short, the Forestry Service wanted, the federal government wanted his water rights for probably for Vegas. And so what they did was, in order to maintain your water rights, you have to show beneficial use, that you're using it for some benefit. So he's got his cattle ranch, so yeah, he's using it for beneficial use. Well, what they did was they came in with armed agents in 91, and they took his cattle. They took a number of his cattle. And the idea is that then he would not be able to show beneficial use of the water, and then the water, you know, was up for grabs. So, and then that happened again in the late 90s, and that was through the BLM, Bureau of Land Management.
So the two different agencies have gone after the same guy for the same reason on two different occasions?
Correct.
Wow.
Right. And so then when Tony was elected into office in 2003, and he had read Wayne Hage's book, and, you know, he's a big constitutional guy. And so he called Wayne Hage and said, you know, we're going to work this thing out, and that's not going to happen anymore. And so, sure enough, early in office, you know, as an intimidation tactic, more than likely, the BLM came in and they said, you know, we're going to take some cattle. And Nye County is it's large, as Tony explains in the video. It's the size of four eastern states. So he wasn't there at the time. This was going on over the phone. He's in his office is in Pahrump, Nevada. But the deputy up there, he authorized her and any other, you know, of his deputies that if a federal agent tried to take cattle, that they could go ahead and arrest that federal agent.
Wow, that's unheard of.
Right. So, of course, early in office, the BLM shows up to do just that, and his deputy said, you know, I'm going to have to arrest you if you try to take the cattle. So the federal agent, the BLM agent, gets on the phone and tells her, says, well, you know, I'm talking to a U.S. Attorney, and they're saying that we're going to arrest Tony DiMeo for giving that order. So she calls up Tony, and he says, well, you know, they can take whatever action they think is appropriate, but I stand on legal ground, so come get me if you think, you know, if you think it's appropriate. And so she relayed that message, and then their response was they said, well, you know, we're going to come in with armed agents then and take these cattle. And Tony just said, well, you let me know when, and I'll show up with my SWAT team to face off your SWAT team, and I'm going to protect Wayne Hage, you know,
wow.
and my constituents of Nye County. And it was really an amazing, heroic feat. You know, and he's a humble guy, and he said that he felt like they were just posturing. And the net end result of that is, guess what? They stood down. The BLM stood down.
Yeah, you don't want a that wouldn't look quite as good as you could make it in, like, Waco and, you know,
Ruby
up in
Ridge.
Idaho,
yeah.
You know, Ruby Ridge, you know, if you're fighting another law enforcement agency, that's really hard to spin that.
Right. So it's a great interview. It's gotten over 30,000 hits, and you can read the full article to understand, you know, exactly what happened from Tony's own words.
You know, and I posted all three of them up on today's show link on Freedom's Phoenix.
Oh,
so
excellent.
They
Thanks.
Can access all three of those videos in a row on the page.
Yeah, the second one is where the story really, you know, kicks in. You know, but the first one is you know, expository, explaining, you know, what's the situation of federally managed lands and his devotion to the Constitution, as it should be. You know, they take an oath of office. Law enforcement and, you know, these the federal agents took an oath of office, and they're not following.
Right. And,
yeah.
Well, you know, the oath, and, you know, a lot of people take a lot of oaths and don't stand up for them, but because the times are different. When you have a culture of corruption, people just don't care.
Correct. Well, so many people, you should see the comments that it's generated. I mean, people cry when they watch this. You know, it's just, he's really an amazing guy. And, you know, just standing up for what's right, it's the way it should be, you know. But he did it. And he did a couple of other things that were pretty interesting. One of them is I believe it was the BLM, they wanted to expand their power in Nye County. So they said, well, you know, how about if we take over, oh, and by the way, public lands are owned by the people. Owned by the people, not by the federal government. So even though it's public lands and it's federally controlled, it's owned by the people. So the BLM, Bureau of Land Management, came in and said, you know, we'd like to take over some law enforcement duties on public land roads. You know, we'll start with drunk driving. And so
BLM?
Tony, yeah, the BLM, uh-huh.
That's nuts.
Yeah, so, you know, Tony and caught wind of that, and that was a no-go. And he, you know, and he says in the video, he says, well, the fact that they had to ask my permission means they don't have that authority. And so, no. And the state of Nevada, because Nevada is, I believe it's 95% federally controlled. And so the federal government is constantly encroaching And they passed a resolution. It's on there on my website link. Let's see. Nye County passed a resolution forbidding the BLM from encroachment, protecting state sovereignty under the 10th Amendment. Nevada also passed a state law in 2005 that requires a court order from the Court of Competent Jurisdiction and the submission of the order to the sheriff's office before any agency can seize animals. So that became a statewide law, and that was Tony was wholly responsible for that.
Yes,
so there's
and
no
RS,
seizures.
Yeah.
All the seizures have to go through the sheriff's office. Oh, and this is really funny. Another thing that Tony did was, it wasn't just that one time and that verbal standoff with the SWAT team. You know, they kept trying and, you know, to go in there and seize the cattle. And he said, listen, I'm not going to do it, and you're not going to do it without a proper court order. And he goes, and even if you get a proper court order, I'm going to impound those cattle right there on the ranch, which would mean that Wayne Hage could still show that he had, that he was using the water for beneficial use. He's really clever.
Yeah, I mean, if you really look at, I mean, cattle rustling still like a hangable offense in certain states, I think, you know, and that's really what the BLM was trying to do.
Right. And
I wonder,
you know,
if you could bring them up on charges of like cattle rustling. That's really what it is.
And it all comes down to, you know, with the intent of the water rights, you know, and Wayne Hage does a fabulous job of documenting that in his book, Storm Over Rangelands, which I read. You know, it's he's, you know, documents like G. Edward Griffin does, you know, footnote, here's this historical document, you know, and on and on and on. And it's really a book worth reading. It's out of print. And Wayne Hage died in 2006. But, he did a really great job. The Tony DiMeo interviews, the reason why they're so important is because, local government and state government need to really understand their power and their oath of office and, you know, that they're serving we the people. You know, they're serving the people who are governed.
Right. The police chief of, like, Phoenix is an appointed position. All the other police are appointed, but the sheriff is a constitutionally elected position, making him the highest law enforcement official in any county that they are the sheriff of. So they can kick out the federal government as they see fit. And that's what people don't understand.
Right, and that's what's so amazing about Sheriff Mack, you know, because he's got the Supreme Court decision that proves that.
Yeah, I just got, when I was up in Salt Lake City, Drew Phillips and I, who's a mutual friend of ours, and we got a great interview with Sheriff Mack. And because I've been doing a little series with certain sheriffs because I've realized that this is important. And you got, you know, Sheriff Paul Babiou of Pinal County here in Arizona, who is in the news a lot, and I really got him nailed down as far as I have an interview with him that he supports all these other New World Order type of things, because and that's why you start seeing his name more and more in the news. He's for forced blood draws. He's for all these, you know, these things that
I find that very interesting, because I ran across an article that we ran in the Unfiltered News off of Information Liberation. And they were talking about Arizona's real problems. It ain't immigration. It's economic because of the housing bubble. But it's, you know, and so this article was saying that it was to deflect attention away from that, and talks about Babu and that he's not even on the border. You know, that county, the county line is not even on the U.S. Mexican border.
Right, and this is, I was hanging, Drew and I were out filming one day with Gary Franchi. And he had a childhood friend that was riding along with him. They hadn't seen each other in a while. He lives out here in Arizona. And he was telling us a story about Pinal County sheriffs. And they suspected him of, you know, being impaired driving. And he didn't have a drink, but, you know, he'd maybe smoked a little something. But they literally held him down to get his blood. And, you know, that's as true as it gets. On a drugged driving charge, and it doesn't even matter. That stuff stays in your system for 30 days. And so you can get a drug driving charge, how many days after the fact when you're not even intoxicated. But the fact is that violates the Fifth Amendment, saying you don't have to give incriminating evidence or any evidence at all against yourself.
You know what bothers me about that with your immigration law as well is the information consolidation going straight to Homeland Security.
Yeah, you know, I gave a 20-minute speech at the Axiom conference, and I got it on. Drew got it on tape. That Sheriff Mack saying, "Oh well, if that's the case, then I'm going to have to really revisit this about the SB 1070." So I'd like to hope that I made a difference with regard, because there's a lot of people that are supporting that bill as a state's rights issue, but not realizing that there is
right.
That nefarious part.
Yeah, in the unfiltered news, you know, G. Edward and I, it's like we fully support the 10th Amendment, but we have problems with 1070 because of the information consolidation.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about how they can get in touch with you. We'll be right back.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock and the Revolution Continues. Me, Jet Lacy. We're on, I can't believe it went by so fast, Cassandra, that we are here on our last 5-minute segment. So if you want to just take this last few minutes to, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, your website and how they can get in touch, you know, find out this information, that would be just great, because I tell you what, I've sure got a lot out of it myself.
Oh, thank you so much, Jet. Yeah, so my website is Morph City, M-O-R-P-H, like metamorphosis, morphcity, C-I-T-Y.com, And there's actually on there, I just shut the computer down, but on one of the buttons, I think under About, you can contact me through email. You just send me an email if you have any questions. And, you know, it's I'm just out there working hard.
You certainly are.
Yeah, it's been crazy. You know, there's just so much coming at us, you know, from all angles. And again, that's why I keep going, you know, that's why I chose Agenda 21 as my topic, because that's where it sort of all gets drawn together. You know, again, the big ugly monster with all the tentacles. So, you know, if we expose Agenda 21, then that's the key there, and get people talking about it. Do you know that mainstream media will not talk about it? Politicians are not allowed to talk about it, because where does their funding come from?
Yeah.
Ultimately, bankers, you know, right. and special interests. So, you know, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, you know, that, but I'm, I think that's a thing of the past now, though, you know, especially with this National Ocean Council, where they specifically referenced Agenda 21. You know, it's out there, so it's time to become aware. And so the solutions, I would like to just say a few words about November. You know, really research your candidates. Find out if they're constitutionalists. It doesn't matter, you know, it's the Republican-Democrat thing. That's a thing of the past. That's one party. It's the corruption party. You know, look at their you know, what they're saying about the Constitution. And as you pointed out, Jet, what are their deeds?
Right.
You know, they might say they're constitutionalists, but look at what they've done. And so it's really important to research that before November comes around.
Right. And, you know, I'm not allowed to vote because I'm a dirty marijuana felon, but I guess I probably wouldn't even vote if I got the opportunity anymore. I think it's too far gone, but I do think that we can put pressure on these fools. I really don't care who's sitting in that office of power. I'm going to put pressure on them and then try to awaken the masses. That's
well, let me address that for just a minute, because there are some really good people out there. You know, we've got Mike Noel, who's a state legislator in Utah, who wrote the bill. I believe he was the author of the bill, you know, claiming eminent domain to take back the land that during the Clinton administration was usurped by the federal government. So I have to disagree with you about the voting. I really do. I understand about election fraud, but, you know, sometimes it works. You know, we've got some good people out there. You know, we've got Ron Paul. We've got, you know, it's like the list goes on. And really check out your state and local governments, and because those are less likely to be influenced by voter fraud as well.
Yeah, plus, again, they have to look you right in the eyes when they're lying to you.
Yeah, it's so important.
You know, that, even, you know, even some of these people, they, while they do what they're supposed to be, you know, what they're told to do, you know, they still hate to have to lie and look at somebody straight in the face when they do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have to put pressure on them. I thank you so very much for coming in and spending this time with me. It means the world to me. I keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the time, and thanks for having the courage to get the word out about Agenda 21.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, Cassandra, and I'll talk to you very soon.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jet.
Thanks, you guys. On thanks to everybody. Thanks, Janine, for coming in and hanging out with me. Thanks to Manny on the board. Thanks to Drew Phillips for just being crazy. And I'll see you guys next week on the radio on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock and the Revolution Continues. Jet
with recent international...